Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Summer with Mia, so let's get started. Hi. Hey kid, what can I do you for? I'll need 4 bottles of vodka, 1 tequila, and 5 six-packs. Sure, ID? Shit, I was hoping he wouldn't care about it. You pretend to rummage through your pockets looking for the ID. I can't find it. I probably left it at home. Well, either go get it or I can't sell you some juice. Or I can sell you some juice. Oh, come on. Do I really need to go all the way back home just to get the ID? Kid, I don't have time for bullshit. Either show me an ID or get the hell out. How do I get him to sell me the booze? Do you know who I am? I'm in the biggest and baddest gang in town! No, never fucking do that. If I have to come back here, I'm not coming back alone. Kid, I'll slap the shit out of you if you don't get the fuck out right now. Pissed off and disappointed, you leave the store. Damn, maybe I could call, what's his name? Dylan. Sam once told me he can get fake IDs. Gotta call Sam and ask for Dylan's number. Just as you were about to leave, a beauty with purple hair passes you by. Wow, her ass is perfect. She stops. Did she read my mind? Why did she stop? Turning around, you realize it's no stranger. Grim, I thought that was you. Emma? Holy shit, Sam's sister got hot as fuck. What you doing here? I haven't seen you in so long. Wait, you look kinda down. Everything okay? Don't worry about it. What about you? Haven't seen you in a while. They still haven't kicked you out of college? Really funny. Yeah, I'm still in college. Hold on. What happened to your hands? What, this? It's nothing. Just an accident at school. It's really not as bad as it looks. Oh, okay then. Where's Mia? We got some catching up to do. Well, actually, we're having a little party tonight. She probably sent you an invite already. In case you didn't, consider yourself formally invited now. Heh. How can a person get so much hotter in less than a year? Sounds fun. I'll bring my A game. When does it start? Actually, screw that. Mia's home, right? I'll just go right now and give her a hand with preparations. Just as she was about to leave, you stop her. Hey, wait! Huh? You got Dylan's number? Dylan? Yeah, weren't you two? Yeah, I still have it. Why do you need that idiot's number? I heard he can get fake IDs, right? I don't think so, though I can. Really? That's awesome. Thanks a lot. She saved my ass. You're gonna have to do something for me first. Just a little favor. Sure, anything. To start, go to the park. There you'll see a food stand. Ask the vendor there for 1 extra spicy blue special. She'll know what it is. Then, go behind the mall and talk to Jesse. You'll easily recognize him. Don't worry, he'll probably be with an older bald guy. Hand him the package you got from the vendor. They'll give you an envelope. Take that envelope to the post office. There you'll see 3 mailboxes. Hide the envelope under the 3rd mailbox from the right. Then go to the construction site and talk to a guy named Gus. He'll take your picture and give you a fake ID. If he asks anything, just tell him the package is delivered. Understood? How about I just give you $50 and you buy the booze for me? Yeah, that works too. Let's go. Holy shit, was that a lot of fucking work. It's like, go get the food from the vendor and hand the vendor to the guy behind the mall. After that, go get the package that guy gives you and put it in the 3rd mailbox from the right. Then go talk to the construction worker, and the construction worker will take your picture, and that's how you get your fake ID. I think they were making fun of some games that make you do all that shit. That's like a Shenmue quest for a fucking fake ID. You two walk inside. Sorry, miss, I know you're just going to give the booze to this kid. Why do you care? You're only going to get in trouble if you sell him the drinks, right? No can do. As much as I want to help a pretty thing like you, I'm not risking it. Damn, he's a real hard ass. Oh, come on, surely we can work something out. My friend here really needs these drinks. I told you already, my hands are tied. His face slowly turning red. Just this once. Could you make an exception for me, please? I don't know. She's trying to keep eye contact with all his might, but still his eyes go down to her cleavage every now and then. Even though he's an ass, I envy the view he must be enjoying right now. I'd be really, really grateful. You see, something you definitely did not expect when you two came into the store. Oh! Holy shit, this escalated quickly. Man, that really went up a notch. Did she really just flash her tits? I know he's a stranger, but I'm standing right here too. Doesn't she mind that? Guess college made her a lot more open-minded. I can't say no to those. I mean you. I can't say no to you. One second. Turning only her head around, Emma looks at you. What's with that face? Haha. Never seen boobs before? Shocked, all you managed to sound out is... You... They're nice. Haha, thanks. I think so too. Unlucky for you, the clerk comes back and Emma puts her shirt back on. Here, that'll be $84.99, miss. I guess she knows how to get what she wants. Thanks, bye. Don't be a stranger. You leave the store. Thanks a lot. No problem, it was kind of fun too, haha. You're interrupted by a growl. Damn, I'm starving. Wanna go grab a bite? Should I even mention the flash? You asking me on a date, Grim? Pretty bold, gotta say. No, I just meant... I'm messing with you, don't worry. I'll head straight to your place. Maybe next time. Hehe. Got it, see you there then. Let me take the bag since your hands are messed up. Oh, this? It's okay, I got it. She grabs the bags and snatches them from you. See you later. Bye. Saying this, she leaves. Yup, I definitely fuck her. Your stomach growls again. I should get some food. I know, a burger! You head to a burger stand next to the park. Ordering your favorite, you enjoy the meal for a little while. Ah, that burger was fucking amazing. Damn, that must have been a good burger if you got it from like a stand. Still dazed from the experience, you take a minute to get up from the bench. Holy shit! That was a really fucking good burger! Did they lace it with, like, LSD or something? Because you're dazed from the experience of eating a fucking burger? Holy shit, man! That burger was amazing! Thanks to this, you see something you know you weren't supposed to. Is that Nathan? Naturally, you get up and follow them. Oh, they're just talking. Kissing? The fuck? Startled by the sound, both of them jump up. Who's there? Realizing they heard you, you start coming out. What the fuck, Nathan? I'll just pretend I ran into them kissing. What's going on, Nathan? You know this guy? I can explain. Sweat was pouring down his face. He's dating my sister. That's going on. What? Slap. Asshole! And with that, she stormed off. Ouch! Damn! You know you fucked up, right? Wait, you don't understand. Aha, really? I think I do. Just don't tell me, I'll do anything you want. Please, just don't tell her. Anything? Anything. Okay, then answer me this first. Why would you cheat on my sister with this chick? We spit it out already. We still haven't fucked. You're joking. Haven't you been together for like 4 months already? Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not joking. Wimp. I'll help you since I feel sorry for you. But you'll never do something like this again. Understood? Holy shit. He just yelled at him with the fury of a mad British man. But you'll never do something like this again, understood? Wow, really? Yes, but first I'll need $100. $100? Why so much? Gotta buy something. What? You'll find out at the party tonight. Well, get me laid? Yeah, it will. Isn't it weird I'm helping a guy fuck my sister? How dense can you be? Okay then, here. He hands you $100. See you at the party then, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Nathan leaves. Okay, next stop, clothing store. How may I assist you? Hey, do you sell sleeping masks? Naturally. One moment. Why would they have sleeping masks there? Like, don't you go to, like, the retail store for those? I got one of those things, but I don't never fucking use it. I used to, but I don't. It's weird. Naturally, one moment. This is our most popular model. Looks good. How much? $25. $25? Holy shit. That's more expensive than any of the ones I've ever bought. I'll take it. You pay for the the sleeping mask, and you head out, running into someone you didn't expect. Yo, Grim, what you doing here? Buying a bra? Heh heh. So funny. Then why is your ass around here? I was just... Meanwhile... It's so nice to have the whole house to myself. Gotta send invites to everyone. Mia goes over to her laptop, and a few moments later, everything is sent. Done. Now the important part. What do I wear? Hold on. She just got hood for a minute. What do I wear? Let's try this on. Soon enough, Mia tries on her first idea. Too elegant. Then the second. Not sexy enough. Ooh, that looks boring, but hold on. I can't even see what that booty do because it won't let me. This motherfucking black deal that I got over here. No, I can't. I literally can't get rid of this. Wait. Oh, yeah, I can. Okay. And then the second. All right. The third. I like that one. Okay, this might be too much. Until eventually. Perfect. Yeah, it's okay. This house is a mess. Should probably clean it before people get here. There's no way I'm letting these get dirty. Plus, guess I can wear anything I want since Grim won't be back anytime soon. She changes again. Oh yeah, this'll do. Oh yeah, so sure. Every woman just does the housework in her bra and panties. I mean, absolutely. With a happy stroll, Mia heads downstairs, cleaning the kitchen, the bathroom, and lastly the living room. Almost done. This took longer than the doorbell suddenly rings. Who is it? Don't tell me Grim's back already. Boy, this is starting to look like a 70s porn film. Oh no! I didn't know the doorbell was gonna ring and I'm in my bra and panties! Whatever will I do? Hey, by the way, guys, like, I was looking online and apparently they're trying to bring a lot of that back. Like, I heard that they were gonna do this. Sterling Cooper said they were in the process of writing scripts. And from what I've been seeing as of 2022 movies, they're literally trying to bring back the old school plot to porn. Which means you might see me doing more of those, like here on the show. I don't know how far I can go with them, but some of the, like I said, the softcore ones, and I think that's maybe what they're trying to do, those we can do. And if the plots are good and sexy plots, kind of like we do with the games, we might be able to do some of those. So I'll look through them and see what they're like. I mean, there's always a lot of classic ones we can do. And we may have to skip through some scenes, you know, because they can get a little too... I mean, they're not really that much more than you get from the games. I don't know. But since they do have plots and storylines, it might be interesting to go through. It's going to be a little difficult on that end, though, because it technically counts as... I don't know what the fucking copyright licenses on those old things are. I know I don't want to do it with the new ones, because those, you know, 2022 and stuff like that, you don't want to mess with that. That's copyright hell, even for a small porn studio. They're like, oh, you're showing our film. I'm like, yeah, we're doing commentary. Even though you want to do commentary, they're like, oh, they're giving him a free film. Yeah, I mean, it's a worthy argument. It's a worthy argument, so. Who is it? Don't tell me Grimm's back already. From outside, a voice is heard. It's Emma. I'm coming in. I brought the booze. I'll leave it here by the door. Wait 1 second. It was too late. Emma was already in the living room. Damn, girl, love the outfit. Really brings out the boob size in your eyes. Haha, shut up. How's it been? Haven't seen you in so long. Pretty much the same since we last talked. Studying fucking and fucking studying. Sounds fun, haha. Let me get dressed and we'll catch up a little. I won't mind you staying like this. Yeah, that's why I'm doing it, haha. Is she checking me out? Aha, okay, I'll be on the couch. How are those real? A little later. How come you brought the drinks? I met your brother at the store. He was having trouble buying it, so I helped out a little. I felt sorry for him when I saw his hands, so I took the bags. Don't feel sorry for him. He's been a little prick lately. What do you mean? Well, should I tell her? It's kind of weird. I think he's been spying on me. Spying? Yeah, like when I was getting ready for a shower. Ooh, kinky. Emma, it's not funny. It's weird. She always was a pervert. I'd be spying too if I had a sister that looked like you. Haha. You're a weirdo. I'm just kidding, Mia. Haha, you're all red. No, I'm not. Shut up. Ha 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 ha. But seriously now, what are you planning on doing? I don't know. I'm not telling her about the nip slip incident. Nothing, I guess. If I was in your place, I'd fuck with him. You'd what? Wrong choice of words, obviously. Ha ha. I meant mess with him. Like teasing. I don't know. He's my brother. So what? You get to have fun messing with his head and he can't do shit since you're his sister. I guess, but... Hey, don't worry about it. Let's just get hammered then. That sounds a lot better. Let's do that. Now you're sounding more like the Mia I know. And you know what? I'm listening. There's tequila in one of those bags with our names on it. What do you say we get this party started a little early? Bet I can still drink you under the table. Please, you're on. Around an hour later... You and Sam had just gotten into the house when you hear giggling. Emma's here? Oh, right, I forgot to tell you. I met her in town and invited her. Oh, all right. You two walk into the living room. Hey! Hey, guys. I see you two already got it on. Half a tequila already? Nice. Come join us. Of course, you two accept and join the girls on the couches. Mia fills up 2 shots of tequila for you and Sam. Bottoms up! Giggle, bottoms! Giggle. Oh. Cheers, my man! Aha, cheers, Sam! You both down the shots. God damn, this shit is gangsta! Sam, you're not black! Gotta remind him! Brother, you ain't black! Trying to move away from the subject of Sam's semi-racist speech, Emma turns to you. Hey, Grimm, could you put some music on? Preferably not the same thing we've been hearing for the whole time. Sure thing. Oh, finally. You do as Emma asks and get back to the couch. The moment music starts kicking in, Emma jumps up. Mia, come dance with me. Sure. Soon enough, both were dancing in front of you. Sam leans to your ear, eyes still glued on the girls. Whispers, the fuck? Agreed. It's too hot, I'm taking this off. As she grabs her clothes, you and Sam completely freeze, hope filling your eyes. Oh, the guests are here! As Emma stops and runs to the door, you and Sam stay there, disappointed. A few hours later, the party's going great, though I'm not having luck with any girl here. Sam, you're almost talking white again. Yeah, the party's going great. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll go to the upstairs bathroom then. Gotta take these bandages off, they're annoying. You hurry to the bathroom, remove your bandages, and you realize your hands don't hurt anymore. A little surprised that even the burns are almost completely gone, you decide to stop wearing the bandages. With a smile on your face, you go back down to the party. Going around the room, talking to a few people you know, soon you see Emma sprawled on the couch. Of course, you decide to go check what's up. Hey, you okay? Grim, yes, I'm great. You know what? I want to give you a kiss. Excuse me. I want you to give me a kiss. Hi, it sounds funny. Kiss. Okay, she's wasted, though she probably means on the cheek. Gotta make sure. Where do you want the kiss? You pick. I pick, not sure if she's messing with me or if she's drunk and horny. Yes, you can do it wherever you want. She winks and puckers up. Is she joking? Well, she did literally show me her tits today, but still. Fuck it, I'm not hesitating anymore. This chance is too good to pass up. You start leaning in, but Emma sprawls back on the couch. Made you try, ha ha ha. But it was really cute to see you blush. Ha ha, yeah, funny. You turn around and start leaving, but she grabs your arm and pulls you down. You can feel her breath on your ear. Don't look so disappointed. Maybe next time. She's talking normally again. Was she faking being drunk to fuck with me? She lets you go and you quickly get away from her, confused. Oof, it's a bad situation. Luckily, you see Nathan looking your way. So you head there, still unsure of what just happened. So, about the plan. Oh, right. First, get some alcohol in her. She loves tequila, so try that. Got it. Then what? Then take her to her room. Under the pillow, you find a blindfold that I hid there. Cover her eyes with it. After that, tie her hands to the bed. Sounds a bit kinky. She never mentioned liking something like this before. Maybe that's why you never fucked, huh? Just trust me and do like I told you. I guess, okay? Now, what next? After she's tied up, leave the room for about 20 minutes or so. What? Why would I do all that and leave? She's gonna be pissed. The waiting is the key. It'll drive her crazy. Just say you'll be back soon or something. And not black soon. I'm not so sure. Do you want my help or not? I told you to trust me. It'll work for me. Alright, thanks, mate. Yeah, no problem. Now go. Nathan leaves and you go have a seat. Not long after, you see Nathan and Mia heading upstairs with Mia being visibly uninhibited. Finally, I hope this works. Am I making a mistake? This could backfire like a motherfucker. You down another shot. Clear your head, Grim. Don't turn him back now. Meanwhile, upstairs. Okay, I covered her eyes and tied her up. Time to leave now, I guess. Wow, Nathan, I gotta admit I didn't expect. Be right back. What? Where are you going? Without saying another word, Nathan leaves the room. Nathan, you're joking, right? Hey, don't leave me here. Realizing your situation, Mia starts getting pissed. Nathan, untie me at least. I'm gonna kill you. Scared and angry, she was unsure what to do. Nathan, are you there? You're here, right? Stop messing around. This isn't funny. Nathan, fuck, did he really leave the room? What if someone comes and sees me like this? Untie me, you idiot! Shit. Back downstairs. You see Nathan coming back. Okay, it's go time. Just gotta make sure no one sees me. As stealthily as you could, you went upstairs. You stood there, a little shocked that it all actually worked. She's tied to the bed right behind this wall. It worked. Can I go through with this? I can! As you enter the room, you stay completely silent, knowing that she'll recognize your voice right away. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm actually gonna... Finally, you get close enough for Mia to hear your footsteps. Nathan? Where were you? I'm gonna kill you, I swear. Why would you tie me up and then leave? What if someone saw me like this? Good, she thinks it's Nathan, just like I hoped. You wanna die? Answer me. Was that a zipper? You pull your pants down. I hope you're ready for this. What? The moment she... Good night. What the hell is that? The moment she opened her mouth, she's interrupted. He just pushed his dick in my mouth. It's bigger than I remember. I did it. I actually shoved my cock in my sister's mouth. In Minecraft, folks. It feels fucking amazing. It's really big. It wasn't as big when I gave him that hand job. I can feel her tongue sliding along my shaft. I want to shove it in completely. Slurp, Blick, this whole bondage thing is really turning me on, and being blindfolded and not knowing who this is. Is it Nathan or someone else? This is turning me on so much. It's so fun that I don't care if it's not Nathan. Wow, I'm such a slut. Oh well. Unable to resist the urge anymore, you pull down Mia's bra. So fucking perfect. I want to plant my face between them so bad. Choke. Ah, he keeps pushing it deeper with each thrust. It's supposed to be thrust. It's not going to fit. It's definitely not Nathan. He's definitely not this big. Whose cock am I sucking then? Fuck, it's making me even hornier. Oh fuck, her throat got tighter. Gag, it's too big. I'm not going to last much longer. It's too tight. Breathing, yeah, gotta breathe. Finally, her throat is relaxing a little. Maybe I can. Encouraged by the pure ecstasy you were experiencing, you shoved your cock all the way in. Ah, it's so big. Her panties are soaking wet. She's really into this. Fuck this bra, then. I doubt she'll mind. In one swift motion, you pull away the whole bra, exposing her perfect, perky chest. He's so intense. Why am I loving this? What's wrong with me? With your now throbbing cock, you start thrusting. I mean, it's a little better than some of them. Her throat was too tight, you barely hanging on. And as if she knew, she moved her head away. I was so close. Almost choked, asshole. She's acting mad, but her pussy is soaking. He's taking off my panties. Maybe I can get a better view if I spread her legs a little. Damn, this is damn near looking like CGI from Windows 98. It's almost gushing. I knew it. Am I actually gonna get to fuck my sister? Not that we encourage that, folks. You get closer, your cock softly touching her. I can feel his dick on my pussy. It's so huge, I don't know if I can take it. The mystery man is finally gonna fuck me. She's so wet, it's gonna slide right in. Oh god, your dick is huge. It's gonna go in. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. I'm ready. The fuck? Cops? Why did you stop? What's he waiting for? Is he hesitating? You rush out of the room and hearing your footsteps, Mia calls out. Where are you going? Don't leave me like this. No response. Seriously, did he freak out? Fucking bullshit. Goddamn cops had to come now. I gotta take care of this shit. You run downstairs. As you enter the living room, you see no one. Everyone ran away, I guess. They must have gotten through the back door. You hear a knock on the door. After shutting the music off, you go open the door where a policeman was waiting. He explained it was just a little party and that everyone already went home. Without warning, the policeman finally leaves. Shit, everyone left, and worst of all, Nathan left. Mia's still tied to the bed. What now? Hesitantly, you head upstairs to Mia's room. I'm so screwed. You hear Mia yelling from her room. You piece of shit, get back in here and fuck me, coward. She's pissed. Good thing the cop didn't hear her yelling. Reaching her room, you stop by the door. Hey, get back in here. Where did he run off to? I know I heard someone running out. I shouldn't go in. I shouldn't just go in. She's going to hear the door opening. For fuck's sake, come back and finish what you started. You knock. Mia, you in there? I'll just play the dumb and innocent card. Oh, fuck, it's Grim. Don't come in. Where's Nathan? He left with everyone. What? Why the fuck did he leave? You didn't see? Cops were here, so everyone bailed. You're fucking kidding me. Did you see Nathan? I told you, everyone bailed through the backyard when the cops showed up. Fucking coward, can you please call him, like, right now? Wait, what if he doesn't have the number? Sorry, I don't have his number. Oh, for fuck. Now what? I'm coming in, okay? No, whatever you do, don't come in! Okay, okay, jeez. You at least got Emma's number? I'd much rather have Emma see me like this than Grim. Yup, want me to call her? Yes, please. You pull the phone out of your pocket, open the contacts list, and you find Emma's number. But your finger only hovers over the name. Maybe there's a better way of handling this situation. You put the phone back in your pocket. And it's ringing. Emma, please answer your phone. A few seconds later, she isn't picking up. Shit, why isn't she answering her fucking phone? If I had to guess, she's wasted and asleep. What the hell do I do? Anyway, sorry for bothering you. I'm gonna go to bed. Night. No, wait! What is it? I need a no questions asked favor. Huh? Really? Why? No questions asked. I'll owe you the same thing, of course. Fine. Deal. This might come in handy later. But you'll have to do exactly as I tell you. Promise me. Okay, I promise. First of all, close your eyes before coming in. Then slowly walk towards the bed. With my eyes closed, what if I hit my foot on something? Gotta really sell the dumb and innocent act. Like I said, no questions. Alright, fine. I'm coming in. Wait, don't forget, you promised to follow exactly what I tell you. I don't get what's the big deal, but okay. My eyes are closed. Okay, you can come in now, I'm ready. I can't believe my own brother's gonna do this. Why is this my only fucking option? You walk in the room. Where are you now? How should I know? My eyes are closed. Just tell me where to go. Just listen to my voice and slowly walk towards it until you bump the bed. Okay. You walk to the bed and bump your leg on it. I think I'm here. Now what? There's a ribbon on the top frame of the bed. Untie it. And before you ask, no questions. What? Okay, I'll try. Now they don't know what's going on, haha. Gotta find that ribbon. Searching around, you accidentally grab one of her boobs. Idiot, that's too low. Go up now. He just grabbed my boob. I knew this plan sucked. Oh, sorry. What was that anyway? Doesn't matter. Get the ribbon. Right. Feeling around the bed, you get to the ribbon and untie it. Thank you. Don't open your eyes yet. And turn around. A minute later. Okay, you can open them. Did you really have your eyes closed the entire time? I promised, didn't I? In that case, thanks. What's with the get-up, though? Don't ask. Trust me. Alright, if that's all, I'll go to bed now. Yeah, good night. Night. As you reach the door, you turn around. Don't forget, you owe me one no questions asked, too. With that, you leave and go to your room. Fucking cops, that was such a good fucking chance. I fucking finally got close. Wait, why am I this pissed about this? She's my sister. Ah, why can't I decide? Do I really want to fuck her or not? Fuck. Soon after, you fall asleep. What a crappy day. I can't believe that piece of shit just left me tied to the bed. I'm dumping the coward the first thing tomorrow. And Grim was the one who untied me. Next morning, Mia gets out of bed. I barely slept, no surprise though. First things first, I gotta break up with Nathan. Actually, I don't even want to see him, I'll just text him. Mia takes out her phone and starts typing. Don't ever talk to me again, pussy, we're done. After sending the text, damn, that's rough. After sending the text, Mia blocks Nathan's number. I haven't changed out of this thing yet. Actually, fuck it. Grim's the only one home, and it's not like he didn't see me like this already. She walks out of her room and into yours. He's not here. Maybe he's downstairs already. Mia heads downstairs. After getting there, she sees the mess left after the party. Holy, did a bomb go off while I was upstairs? Oh, wow. Still a little hungover, Mia starts cleaning. There's beer in the fireplace. How drunk were they? So many dirty glasses. What's that under the table? Panties. Who the fuck leaves panties under a table? They're cute, actually. The moment she picks them up, she throws them back down. Eek! And wet! I didn't see Grim anywhere. He must have gone somewhere already. I should really take a shower. Just as she was about to go in, she hears the phone ringing. Who's calling this early? Guess I should get it. She goes to the hallway and answers the phone. Hello? Oh, hey, Mother. Yeah, everything's fine. No, I was just about to take a shower. He's out, I think. How's Paris? Haha, that's great. Yeah, I know. We'll be careful. Bye. Say hi to Father, too. Bye. And with that, she hangs up. Okay, time for a shower, finally. Quickly, Mia scurries back to the bathroom and jumps into the bathtub. I wonder if Grim opened his eyes and saw me tied to the bed last night. And I got wet. No, it was because of what happened before he came to the room. Yeah, that's why. But thinking about last night, I wasn't able to finish. Maybe I could fix that now. Sliding her hand down, Mia closed her eyes and leaned back against the wall. This feels nice. It's not a bad animation. Okay. Mia, what the fuck? It's that idiot Nathan's fault. He got me so close and left. I was so horny, I'm even thinking about my own brother. I'm losing my mind for sure. Stop thinking about it. Desperately trying to get her mind away from thoughts like those. Mia soaps herself up and continues her shower. Naturally, her attempts were in vain. Fuck, I can't stop thinking about it. Okay, I'll do it to just get it out of my head. Continuing where she left off, Mia kept stroking along her pussy, gently pressing her soft fingers against her clit. Each press causing a heavy exhale to escape her lips. But... no, not now! I'm coming! Fuck! After putting a towel around herself, Mia goes to open the door. Who is it?
I got a package for you.
Uh-oh. She opens the door. Oh, thanks. Why couldn't you bring it like a minute later? Sign here, miss. Okay, thanks again. Bye. The courier leaves, and just before she closes the door, Mia looks at the sky. Wow, it's pretty sunny today. Chance to work on my tan. Plus, I need some relaxation after this interruption. Best part, if I still feel like it, not like anyone will see me in the pool. Do I wear a bathing suit or something a bit more fun? Guess I'll decide when I get to my room. Once in a room, Mia goes straight for the closet. Let's see. Oh, God, why didn't I throw this out already? I remember Emma's face when she gave me this joke gift for my birthday last year. I'm kind of tempted to try it on, actually. It's so tiny, and the top part is almost completely see-through. What kind of woman would wear this in public? My ass looks amazing in it, though. Know what? Fuck it. No one's going to see me in the backyard, and this definitely won't leave big tan lines. Haha. Sunbathing time. With a smile on her face, Mia waltzed down and into the backyard. Or Mia, rather. Mia might as well be played as a porn star, like, you know, some browser's girl or something like that. That's kind of what I'm thinking of when I see this. It just reminds me of those, oh no, step bro kind of things, you know. This is nice. I really needed this. The sun's heat feels really great on my back. Even though this bikini's thin, no tan lines is still better than tiny tan lines. Saying this, Mia grabs the string on her back. Oh, look, it came loose. Much better. 3 hours earlier. Okay. And now we're going to go ahead and stop. This one isn't that long, so we're just going to go through it. It probably won't take maybe a... couple more videos. I think we'll be done with it. But yeah, My Summer with Mia, you can pick it up from GOG. It's not that expensive, so if you're interested, give it a try. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with My Summer with Mia.